direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2017. Brought to you by Hims.
BrailleSense Polaris is shipping. The future is now. Check out the first Google-certified future-proof note-taker with no touchscreen required. For more information, visit www.hims-inc.com.
Now, here's Chansey Fleet.
Hi, I'm here with Beth Kerrigan. She is the general manager of MateriaMagica.com, and she has brought to Convention a multiplayer online fantasy and adventure game. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
So tell us about what you're showing today.
All right, we have, like she said, an online multiplayer fantasy adventure game. You log on and to a persistent world, and you can play with whoever is online at the time. We have people who play from all over the world. It is a 22-year-old text game, a nice old-fashioned MUD, and we've always had some blind players because the screen readers can read the text. And a few years ago, we decided to get serious about making it fully accessible. And I think we've done pretty well. We've got a rather level playing field where nobody has an advantage over anybody else, whether they're sighted or not.
So what types of accessibility improvements have you made over the years?
Everything has been focused around getting the same information to everyone at the same time. If you're all familiar with this type of game, that is kind of the key to successfully winning the game, is you need this, you need the information quickly, you need the correct information quickly. And so we have done a lot of working with the Mush client that we use, with plugins and packages for that, and getting the information sent from the game in a format that the client can turn into useful information. So we use the player's screen reader, JAWS or NVDA or whatever, to read most of the information. Sappy voice will do certain voiceover of highlighted information, and we have a bunch of different sounds that highlight events and important things that happen.
What's the setting of the game like?
It is high fantasy, so swords, dragons, elves, magic, that sort of thing. Go on adventures, kill dragons, rescue a prince or a princess, whatever needs rescuing at the time.
And how many players do you have worldwide?
We have right now probably several hundred, usually, you know, 75 or so on at a time. They tend to group themselves up into clans of people, like-minded people, so there'll be some who are rowdy and some who are a little calmer. And I played myself for 7 years, and some of the friends I made have been my friends for the last 15, 18 years now. My best friends came from this game.
So what platforms can people play on? Does it matter whether you're using Mac or PC?
It's not for the phone. It's made for a computer. Mush runs natively in Windows, but you can play it on a Mac if you run it under Wine. And we have a bunch of people who play that way, so that works fine if you want to do it that way. The client is free and the game is free. We support ourselves through donations, basically. People who can and want to donate do. If you can't or don't want to, you don't have to. Unlike most games, there is nothing people who donate get that everybody else can't also have. It may take a little longer, but there's nothing you can't have if people who give money would get.
Now, there are lots of projects out there that have a sizable following of blind people, and not all of them choose to take on the accessibility challenge and come and recruit at events like this. So what made you take that next step to get to know the community in this very proactive way?
The big impetus for moving from, yeah, we've got the state of, yes, we've got a few blind players, to this could be something more, was we had a blind player who's an accessibility professional in her day job, and she had a close friend who was a programmer, and who wrote her a bunch of plugins for Mush Client to help process the information, like I mentioned earlier. And as we saw what they were doing, and they, you know, offered it to us, and we realized we could change the game to make this work better. We could help her expand on those plugins, and they were kind enough to share those with us so that they're available to anyone who wants to use them now, and that's our BI package now.
Good afternoon.
she still helps, Regal still helps maintain it.
And on that note, it sounds like they're wanting us out of here sooner rather than later, so thank you so much for your time, and thanks for supporting our community.
Thank you for talking to me. I hope people get a chance to try a different kind of game.
All right.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.